just as good as new.
Hope that was a fun and particularly upbeat way to start the show. Welcome back to Harmony Corruption. It's third week of July. I love the summer months. I love being sweaty. I love overheating. I love being hot. I love mosquitoes. Everything about the summer is just a jolly good time. Can't wait for the summer to keep going. Anyway, that was Buzz Oven with Sore, Unwilling to Explain, and Grit. I highly recommend for anybody looking to have a wonderful day, Buzz Oven's album, Soar. It's a real, you know, what do you call it, walk in the park. It's a real real good time, you know. It's up there with Watching from a Distance by Warning for really happy listens. Anyway, up next, I actually have two bands I saw live at the same show, Gojira and Mastodon with World to Come, and Where Strides the Behemoth off of From Mars to Sirius, my favorite Gojira album, and Mastodon's Remission, their only good album. After that, Cerebral Rot with Foul Stench of Ruination, and Crowning the Distugulent, or Disgustulent, sorry, as well as King Diamond with Behind These Walls and Candlemass with The Well of Souls. This is the opener off of, if I'm remembering correctly, I believe, not Tales of Creation, it's, oh my goodness, I have the 3-CD version of this album, Nightfall, sorry, it's their second album. It's the first with Messiah on vocals. The first four Candlemass albums are all pretty hard to beat, but Nightfall might be my favorite, either that or Epicus Dumicus Metallicus. So anyway, here is Gojira and Mastodon, as well as Cerebral Rot, King Diamond, and Candlemass on Harmony Corruption.
Tomorrow, Christians unite.
Alright, welcome back to Harmony Corruption. That was Candlemass with The Well of Souls. Before that, King Diamond with Behind These Walls, and Cerebral Rot with Crowning the Disgustulent, and Foul Stench of Ruination. Before that, Mastodon with Where Strides the Behemoth, and Gojira with World to Come. Up next, got the title track off Creator's second album. This came out back in 1986. None other than Pleasure to Kill. After that, Motorhead with Dead Men Tell No Tales, or as Lemmy would introduce it live, Dead Men Smell Toenails. This is off Bomber. This is the opening track off Bomber. After that, a song from my good pals, Recommendations, Dark Throne with Lesser Men off the Underground Resistance. This is from my good pal, the Grindcore Connoisseur. After that, three songs, actually, by Frozen Soul, all off their newest album. I got Chaos Will Reign, Skinned by the Wind, and Death Weaver. The new Frozen Soul is incredible. I think in a lot of ways they are the closest we're ever going to get to new Bolt Thrower material, outside of Memoriam, obviously, which is also very much in the same vein a lot of the time. Anyway, without further ado, here is Creator with Pleasure to Kill. This one, oh my goodness, I remember the first time I heard Pleasure to Kill. I usually, when I start listening to a band, will listen to their debut album first. Most of the time, weirdly enough, debut albums are my favorite, like Megadeth, Killing Is My Business, Metallica, Kill 'Em All, Slayer, Show No Mercy is my favorite, Gorguts, Consider Dead's probably my second favorite after Obscura, but depends on the day, really. A lot of metal bands, their debuts are generally like some of my favorite albums by the band. Candlemass, again, Epicus, Dumicus, Metallicus, it's probably my favorite, or Nightfall, Entombed, Left Hand Path, Dismember, Like an Everflowing Stream, Angel Witch, Angel Witch, you know, there's so many bands, Bathory even, I love pretty much every single Bathory album, but, the first Bathory album, there's a reason that's on my back patch of one of my jackets. Anyway, so hearing Pleasure to Kill after hearing Endless Pain by Creator was wild to me, because Endless Pain was a really cool album, kind of stripped down, kind of minimal at times, but really, really raw and just cool. Kind of primitive album cover, kind of rough around the edges, audio quality wasn't incredible, and then Pleasure to Kill is still very much a raw album, don't get me wrong, it's not exactly what I describe as polished, but it just comes bursting out of the speakers, and the whole album front to back basically just doesn't ever let up, and I love it for that. So the album cover as well is just perfect representation of what the album sounds like to me. Anyway, here's Creator on Harmony Corruption.
Yeah. Yeah.